Hello, hello everybody. Welcome. Bienvenue to Beyond the Line Mental Training. So the topic of the day is embrace your vulnerability. Allow yourself to be vulnerable, to be somehow weak or imperfect. So I remember when I was in the corporate world, and I've done some human resources. I did some human resources training programs, and I remember there were two trends of sorts. One of them was you should work on your weaknesses so that you have actually no real weaknesses and you can be good at everything and bad at nothing. And that's what will guarantee you a career, a successful career, because you'll have more options. But there was also the other approach, which is become a specialist, become a super specialist, so that people will always need you because you will be such an expert that you will never be out of job. Well, I think nowadays, given how the world moves, how fast it moves, I don't believe in the fact that if you're an expert, you're going to be immune from losing your job. Now, being an expert or changing your expertise on a regular basis is probably a better way. Now, we're here to talk about sports, and especially endurance sport and extreme sports. And let me tell you something that I believe that comes from my own experience in Ironman training and ultra trail and Utilo swim runs and Everesting and all these kind of things. Is that when you want to succeed at these kind of things, you cannot have a real weakness. You can't. Because when you're really pushing the envelope of your limits physically and mentally, when you are on the brink of exploding or of collapsing, that's where all your mask, all your makeups completely go away, and you are basically stripped bare to the bone, actually, much more than bare. It's like deep skin. You can't hide. If you have a weakness and you're in a pain cave, that's exactly when your weakness will appear in full light and will come and bite you. So if you haven't figured out before you go into the pain cave, what is your vulnerability? And if you know it and you haven't faced it and you haven't worked on it, then it's just the same. It will come back and bite you. Don't expect to be immune from trouble if you are going through an Ironman, because Ironman is life amplified by 100. So you will go through a tremendous amount of pain and issues and doubts. And your mind has a way, because it seems to know better than you do. Your mind will find a way to hurt, to put, you know, the needle where it hurts on the open wound. And if you have a weakness like you're fearful or you're doubtful or you like to catastrophize, or you tend to catastrophize whenever something happens, or you have no self-confidence, then if you haven't faced that before the race, you will have to face it during the race. And if you are not prepared, believe me, it's going to be very ugly. And that's how a lot of people end up walking or DNF, or because they are not prepared to leave what they live in their head at that time. what their mind made them leave, because they were not prepared, because they didn't know, or they knew and they ignore it, thinking, yeah, it's okay, I'll manage, you know, it won't come and bite me, I'm stronger than that. Well, rest assured that during an Ironman and any ultra endurance event, your weakness will be exposed and you'd better be prepared. So what to do? Well, first of all, awareness is the first step. It doesn't solution everything, it doesn't sort out everything, but it helps. And it can actually be a lifesaver. So knowing your weakness, your vulnerability, your weak point is already a big leap forward. How can you do that? Well, you've done some races in the past probably, and a good way to track your main vulnerability is to look at your race report or what you wrote after the races so that you can remember. If you have never done that before, if you've never documented a race, then I'm begging you to start now, because gives you a lot of treasure. I still have race reports from 2001, 2002, my first two Ironman in Kona, and what I wrote is very telling. I was a young 30-year-old athlete 20 years ago, and I already had some fears that transpire in what I wrote, although I wasn't fully aware of what I was writing at the time or the deep meaning, but I did write about it. And that's treasure to my eye, to know my weaknesses that I used to have already, that I had already 20 years ago. So start documenting your fear, your weaknesses, and I'm talking about the mental weaknesses, by the way. I'm not talking about your swimming technique or anything else. This is all about your mental weaknesses. So start documenting them in training and in racing. And in training, you know, we train, and some of us train 9, 10 times a week. So there's a lot that we can do to document about it. So there's a lot of opportunities that we have. Now, what can be our vulnerabilities? Well, I started to mention them before, but it can be a lack of self-confidence or some kind of facade that we have, that we look confident on the outside, but deep down we think we know that we are a fraud. We feel like we are a fraud, that actually we're not that good. We're not as good as we say we are on Instagram or whatever. Well, this is tricky and it's not easy to recognize. But, you know, you don't have to tell anybody. You just have to write it down for yourself that deep down, when you train on your own, you're crippled by doubt. Although your social media profile seems to show that you are really an Ironman that nothing affects. Some other things can be fears, can be fear of accident, fear of adverse condition, fear of things that you cannot control, basically. There's many other weaknesses that we could discuss about, and everybody has their one or two big vulnerabilities, big weak spots. But being aware of them is already a big thing. Obviously, you cannot really be aware of anything if your mind is, as I say sometimes, all over the place, if your mind plays like a monkey, if your mind is not quiet. Because there's another way to know your weaknesses. You don't have to actually experiment them in training or in racing. You just have to quiet your mind and listen to the crazy stories it elaborates, the crazy catastrophic scenarios, the ruminations, the obsessions. All these things that the mind does all day long without us being conscious. Well, actually, if you know how to quiet your mind, if you know how to quiet yourself, then you can observe, you can become the observer of your monkey mind, and you can very easily know what are the regular patterns, what are your mental weak spots. So the first thing is really to be aware, observe your mind and just take note. And too bad if it doesn't, you know, it's not very good for your ego, because you're going to write things that maybe you've been hiding from yourself. But it's just like, be curious and don't judge yourself for the weaknesses you might discover during these exercises of being the observer of your mind, or being the observer of what's going on during your training. Now, the second stage, obviously, after awareness is action. How can you work on your fear, on your weaknesses? Well, it takes a lot of courage. And I would say there are two ways to work on your weak points. I mean, there's one that is the courageous way, which is you just take the problem before it becomes really overwhelming and you decide that you're going to work on it, that you're going to try to face it and fix it. And that's the one that takes a lot of courage, but that's very efficient and that avoids a lot of pain down the road. Now, not everybody can do that, because it requires a lot of effort. But there's another way where you will have to face your fear and overcome them. And this is through a lot of pain. This is by being hit by your weak point in a big training session or in a big race. And then you get into such a situation of pain and mental suffering that there's no other option than either to give up, which might not be an option for you, or just to overcome your weak point and find a different way, find a way to get out of it, find a way to overcome it. So it's really up to you. Either you face your weak point and you work on it while you can, in training, at home, in meditation, just daydreaming sometimes, working on it, use your mind as a tool to fix your fears, your weak points, or you just let your fear or your weakness bite you at the worst moment, hoping that you'll find a solution at that time, which is a very, very, very risky strategy. It might work, because not everybody who does a race, an endurance, an ultra-endurance race, is prepared for it, and not everybody's going to collapse. Actually, a lot of people discover during an Ironman, on an ultra trail or anything like that, what they are made of. They were not prepared for that. They didn't know they could go so far down and rebound and find a way. So it's this kind of epiphany that many people, that's the reason why many people want to do an Ironman again, because they've discovered what they're made of. Because they didn't know they had this darkness in them and this light at the same time. And that's why a lot of us are becoming progressively addicted to ultra long distance. It's because we are actually discovering that we are much more resourceful than we think. But it's a risky business. Again, I believe it's much better to face your vulnerability in training, day in, day out, in many, many situations, so that on race day, it's just business as usual. When you see your usual mental weaknesses biting you again, then you're super prepared because you have elaborated scenarios in training, in life, over the weeks, over the year. I think that's a better solution, that's a better way to tackle your vulnerability. But in any case, putting your head in the bag, or like an ostrich in the sand, and pretending you're strong, pretending you don't have weaknesses, bragging on the outside and being fearful on the inside, knowing you are a fraud and letting the situation continue, is really not something I would recommend. I mean, you can play that game, but remember that on race day, you're completely on your own. Completely on your own. And you'd better be prepared. And I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm just saying that to prepare you to what's coming, because it always comes. There's always a moment in an ultra trail, an ultra race, where you will go through a very dark place, and that's where your vulnerability will bite you. And it's very likely that it's always the same. Very often it's fear, self-doubt. So again, I invite you to use your training time to tackle the issue and not wait for the moment where you don't really have much room to react. Because in a race, it's basically either you make it or you're broken. Anyway, let's try to finish on a positive note. I just wanted to warn you, because I think it's one of the things I wanted to discuss as a coach and also as someone who's trying to make you stronger, is that to make you stronger, you must accept that you are weak. And that's a big lesson, I think. So I let you digest it. Have a good workout. Have a good day. And talk to you very soon. Bye-bye. Au revoir.